16. Human Resources. As it turned out, the Realms had a very interesting solution to the potential issues that players could face when traveling with NPCs the way we were. In a tabletop game, it was easy just to roll for random encounters, since you didn't have to sit at your dining room table/basement fold-up poker table for 3 days while your party escorted the halfling princess or whatever you were doing. No one wanted to sit in a wagon for 3 days in full immersion, nor did they really want to log out and leave their characters as sitting ducks. Instead, travel was broken up into hops. You could travel up to 1 day at a time to the nearest city. Miraculously, every city in the civilized lands had another one within a day's travel. In our case, the human capital was 2 hops from Gnome Theron. In all honesty, it was an incredibly peaceful ride, all things considered. I guess the group of gnomes guarding the wagons on each side kept most of the monsters at bay. I supposed this was a small blessing, considering we were completely surrounded by heavily wooded areas that looked like perfect monster breeding grounds. Not to mention the fact that I was still shaky about fighting even after giving myself a week of nothing but crafting. As much as I wanted to play it cool, I still wasn't used to that sort of pain and was having difficulties coming to terms with it.
"I think that's quite far enough, lads,"
said the man, suddenly standing in the middle of the path. He was a tall, well-built human in very dark clothing that was obviously covering armor of some kind.
"I'd hate for the guards in the town to hear this transaction, eh?"
"Of fucking course. Bandits." The guards along our column moved to surround him, but were quickly disarmed by several additional bandits coming from the woods around us. My quick count said 5 on each side. And yes, I did learn to start counting enemies. 11 of these bastards had encircled us, and I had a feeling fighting even a couple of them would be tough. They didn't seem to be focused primarily on hurting or killing anyone right now, though that could change at any moment.
"Word is there's a great deal of iron traveling in this caravan. Give it to us and you can walk on in peace. Otherwise, there's bound to be problems. Isn't that right, my boys?"
This, of course, came from the man in the road. The rest of the bandits whooped and cheered in response. I was pretty sure he had a surprisingly well-spoken leader of a group of bandits checklist he was running through. And by God, he was determined to hit every box. Well, if he was going to play the part of gentleman thief, then maybe I could talk to them. "Hey, fellas, not sure what you heard or where you heard it, but this is just a convoy of general goods. I'm the adventurer in charge of it, and it's a bunch of cheap normal shit. Bluff check failed."
"Oi, boss! It's an adventurer! But he's got lots of pricey gear on him. That armor looks extra valuable."
Fuck. The armor.
"Who the fuck?"
The cry from the back was quickly cut off by a gurgling sound. Pretty much everyone there, whether gnome, bandit, or me, turned to look. And let me tell you, we were not expecting to see a girl in her late teens casually walking forward as she cleared the blood off her rapier with a kerchief. Her eyes were set on the next bandit in line.
"Sorry to have to use you fellas as bait, but I had to make sure I found this entire group. Bounty don't pay up unless they're all dead,"
she said with a surprising southern drawl. She kept her straight black hair pulled back in a tight ponytail and had a dark complexion that could be mistaken for a tan at a glance. I decided there was no way for me to make any sort of determination as to what her ethnicity was, so I didn't try. It didn't really matter, honestly. She was saving my ass, so I decided to drop it and be grateful. The next bandit went for a diagonal slash with his polearm, hoping to take advantage of his superior reach, but she managed to step into the space the attack started from and thrust into his neck as he completed the motion. Honestly, the efficiency of her movements were terrifying. Nothing seemed to be wasted in how she combined her dodges and attacks. It was a humbling reminder of how bad at combat I was. At the same time, it lit a fire inside me. A fire that might get me killed, but a fire and willingness to fight. I guess I should start easy with the guy with his back to me that was intently watching the newcomer. You sneak attack bandit for 58 damage. You sneak attack bandit for 58 damage. You have slain bandit.
Holy fuckballs! These daggers hit hard!
And it looked like this unlucky bastard wasn't even wearing armor. The next bandit turned to see me standing over his now dead coworker and was not pleased. He was certainly bigger than the one I just took out, his hammer and bulk just screaming HP. You dodge bandit's attack. You hit bandit for 29 damage. You hit bandit for 29 damage. Two attacks in rapid succession in response to his wild swing of the hammer, and based on the dagger's attack speed, I'd get two more in before he swung again. You hit bandit for 29 damage. You hit bandit for 29 damage.
Stay still, you wiry fuck!
Oh, crikey, he's getting pissed now. Then again, I would be pissed too if I was missing every attack and getting hit for 100 damage in such a short amount of time. You dodge bandit's attack. His hammer whooshed a few feet over my head as I ducked the horizontal strike. I was starting to have some nasty flashbacks and didn't feel like dragging this out anymore. You hit bandit for 29 damage. You hit bandit for 29 damage.
Holy shit, this big bastard is still up!
You hit bandit for 29 damage. You hit bandit for 29 damage. He was already dazed from blood loss, so I figured I could get enough damage on him to finish him off. This time I remembered my arm crossbow and opened with that. You hit bandit for 18 damage. You hit bandit for 29 damage. You hit bandit for 29 damage. You have slain bandit.
Holy shit, that big fucker must have had almost 300 HP.
Well, it's safe to say, I'd have been screwed without the new daggers. Bandit hits you for 50 damage. The spear came out of nowhere. I looked up and the bandit staring at me was lean and dangerous. Somehow he gave off the danger vibe more than his big deceased friend.
You'd think I could handle a spear by now.
Oh, that's right. The last spear users I fought were basically rat kids that barely knew which end was pointy.
Still, why is this guy giving me the heebie-jeebies?
Oh, fuck. I can see level and class info now. Obviously, combat is not my thing right now.
Name, unknown, bandit. Class, level 17, fighter. Job, level 3, hoplite.
Well, that certainly explains it. He's a higher level. He's also got a combat job that he's leveled up. Fuck!
You might want to get out of here before he runs you through. Feel free to polish those pretty little knives of yours or something. I'll take care of this small fish for you.
I looked up, and the girl that had been mowing down the bandits on the other side had made her way to me and my new friend. She had an incredibly athletic build and had that sort of simultaneously loose but ready look of a large cat waiting to strike at any moment. Finally, she was in range of my ability to see her info and...
Name, Distressa. Race, human. Class, level 2 fighter. Job, level 18 dueling champion.
What the fuck? Alfred, how can someone get a combat specialization at such a low level?
Shtick!
I looked up while I waited on his response just to see a rapier running clean through Spearboy's neck. He probably should have gotten more training with that thing.
According to the information I found on her specialization, she earned it by winning a dueling tournament rather than gaining the standard duelist specialization through stats and skills.
She won at level 2?!
By the time I was done wrapping my head around it, I saw she'd made her way to the leader of the pack. As the fight started, I was amazed by how well he was doing compared to his men. This long into the fight, they'd have already died. Not their fearless leader, though. He was just missing an ear, 3 fingers, and bleeding from 3 major arteries.
Good for you, bandit man.
After the fight reached its inevitable conclusion, I slowly approached Distressa to try to get more information about how she did what she did.
I already know what you're thinking and what you plan to ask. You had shock written all over your face once I was a certain distance from you. To be honest, it's really nothing special, man. I still don't feel like telling the story, though. This bounty won't turn itself in while I chat, she said without really looking up.
She'd found a spot on the side of the road to sit and clean her rapier. It was a pretty basic weapon the more I looked at it. Not sure why, but I guess I assumed she had a nice one and the sword did a lot of the work.
This thing looked like starter gear.
How much do these bounties pay? I ask, looking for my inn.
5 gold per bandit killed, but it's double if they're wiped out,
she replied with a turned-up chin and a look of pride. I tried not to scoff. I'm sure it could be good money for someone as efficient as she is.
How many of these can you get done in a week?
I asked, trying to feel out her current monetary situation.
Distressa narrowed her eyes slightly, but still gave me the information.
With tracking the groups to try getting them all at once, I can usually hit about 3 10-man groups each week.
300 gold a week? That's pretty good. I'll offer you an even 1,000 a week. How's that sound?
I asked, throwing out the bait. The amount appeared to strike her as completely absurd because she just started laughing. After a moment, though, it gave way to suspicion.
Okay. How the hell could you afford that and what the fuck would you be asking me to do?
She finished the sentence with a tightened grip on her rapier, as if I was going to ask something very untoward of her.
Well, to answer your first question, let's say I've lucked out on a continuous source of income that will only grow. In fact, it's one I'm heading to the capital to improve upon. Thanks for saving our asses, by the way, I vaguely explained, remembering to throw in a nice thank you in there, too.
She simply shrugged at that. I guess she wasn't exactly doing it specifically for my benefit.
As for your second question, I want 2 things. First, I want to know what sort of crazy-ass build you're running that's letting you one-shot these guys so easily and let you win a tournament at level 2. Second, I want you to work for me. After how this went, I clearly need a bodyguard. I'd like for you to stick with me and protect me.
Well, as far as my build goes, it isn't what let me win, but it helped, she said with a smile. As you probably saw if you saw my level, I'm a fighter. I took a trait that swaps the per-level strength bonus with the agility bonus. One for bonus agility and one for bonus endurance. When I got my level up bonus, it all went into agility. I do a lot of fencing in real life, so it was easy to build up the skills for it here. I just didn't get any good bonuses with the rapier at first. Until I got the champion job, it was a matter of my own real skill.
She stopped to polish the blade lovingly for a bit before continuing.
Since I was the first player to win the tournament, the game awarded me with the job that gave me the bonuses of duelist and then some. Once I'd leveled it up a little bit, I gained a technique that allows me a percentage chance to kill anything with a lower agility with my first strike. The leader for this group had a higher agility than I expected, so it dragged the fight out something awful compared to my normal duels.
Wait, a technique? You mean a skill? I asked.
Not quite. A technique is more like a special move or special attack you can use in combat. It works kind of like a spell, except it's physical and costs stamina. And some of them have real long cooldowns, she explained.
Wow, that sounds really badass, I exclaimed when I heard her response.
I doubted I'd learn any of those anytime soon, since my skill levels were too precious right now. But it was good to know it was out there.
At this point, she traded her smile for an outright devilish grin as she took in the shock and amazement on my face. She knew she just reeled me in after I was the one trying to hire her.
As for working for you, make it 1,500 a week and I'm in.
Destreza, welcome to the team.